This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Bear's Loose Tooth, written by Karma Wilson and illustrated by Jane Chapman. And here's Cora White.
Bear's Loose Tooth. From a cave in the forest came a munch, munch, crunch, as Bear and his friends all nibbled on their lunch. Bear savored every bite. He gulped and he gobbled. Then there in his mouth something wiggled and it wobbled. As Bear nibbled food, something moved when he chewed. It was Bear's loose tooth. Bear pointed in his mouth and he said, "Oh dear, my tooth feels funny. It's the one right here." Bear frowned and he worried. Tears welled in his eyes. "But how will I eat if my tooth says goodbye?" Bear said, "Open wide." Then he looked inside and saw Bear's loose tooth. Mouse squeaked, "Don't fret. Don't fuss. Look, see. A new tooth will grow where the old used to be." "We'll help," said Wren. "I know what to do. It's out with the old and in with the new." Wren perched on Bear's lip and he got a good grip on Bear's loose tooth. Wren pulled on the tooth with all of his might. "Is it out?" asked Bear, but it stayed stuck tight. "I'm a bit too small for the job," said Wren. "So Owl grabbed the tooth, but the tooth stayed in." To find out what happened with Bear's loose tooth, order your copy of Bear's Loose Tooth at truthbooks.com.
Again, Bear's Loose Tooth is written by Karma Wilson and illustrated by Jane Chapman. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now hear The Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to stream that show, you can stream it at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.